With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump has fired Attorney General Pam Bondi.
Bondi's departure ends the contentious tenure of a Trump loyalist who oversaw firings of career employees and investigated the Republican president's perceived enemies. The news follows months of scrutiny over the Justice Department's handling of files related to the Jeffrey Epstein case that made Bondi the target of angry conservatives. Trump has named Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche as acting attorney general. Three people familiar with the matter say he has privately discussed Environmental Protection Agency head Lee Zeldin as a permanent pick. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump intends to sign an order to pay all Department of Homeland Security employees who have gone without paychecks. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
After nearly 7 weeks of a partial government shutdown, the president said DHS workers and their families have suffered far too long, and he's going to bypass Congress, even as GOP leaders are working on a plan to fund the department. The president made a similar move last week to resume pay for TSA employees. His latest intervention is expected to apply to other non-law enforcement employees within Homeland Security, including FEMA and the U.S. Coast Guard and support staff. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has asked the Army's top uniformed officer to step down as the United States wages war against Iran. Top Pentagon spokesman Sean Parnell said Thursday that General Randy George will be retiring from his position as the 41st Chief of Staff of the Army, effective immediately. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 61 points, the Nasdaq rose 38, the S&P advanced 7. This is SRN News. Attacks on Christians in Nigeria are surging, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
Muslim terrorists are targeting believers in the African nation during Holy Week. Two separate attacks killed dozens on Palm Sunday. Christians have been the target of Islamic terror groups in Nigeria for decades, and the death toll numbers in the tens of thousands. President Trump has led an international effort to get the Nigerian government to address the problem, even launching airstrikes on terrorist base camps in recent months. Michael Harrington reporting.
Vice President J.D. Vance has a new book about his religious faith coming out. HarperCollins Publishers says the book is called Communion, Finding My Way Back to Faith, and comes out June 16th. Vance says the book explains how he went from atheism to Catholicism, linking the change to finding purpose. The announcement is likely to ramp up speculation the vice president is thinking about seeking the presidency in 2028. This is SRN News. A company in eastern China is using an artificial intelligence-powered machine to sort clothes and boost recycling. Bob Agnew reports.
The Fast Sort textile machine was named one of Time Magazine's best inventions of 2025 and was created by Data Beyond, a Chinese AI recycling company founded in 2018. The new tool offers a glimpse into how AI could help reduce the impact of synthetic textile waste. It can sort 100 kilograms of clothes in 2 to 3 minutes, a job that normally takes one worker about 4 hours. Bob Agner reporting.
The president of the multi-campus universities of Wisconsin has said in letters obtained by the Associated Press that he has been told to resign or he'll be fired. UW President Jay Rothman says in the letter to the head of the Board of Regents that he won't step aside from the 165,000 student system. More details at srnnews.com.